This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Honest, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Lots of stuff going on in the news, including, you know, well, I'll wait till he comes on. Brad Dink is going to join us from Pacific Justice Institute, and I really, 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 really appreciate the time with him. I spent some time on his show the other day. We were talking about education, the failure and successes in education, and how poorly California does. When it used to be the bastion of education, be the place to go. And now not so much. Why is that? We're so busy, and I don't want to get into this now, but we're so busy in California chasing down to make sure that every ethnic group, every subgroup, this is their words, not mine, is somehow taken care of, that we've lost track of really what we're supposed to do. Sincerely, what we're supposed to do. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Teaching our kids history. Not sexual orientation or not sexual orientation or what it feels like to be a girl, what it feels like to be a boy, or how to have sex with whatever, how many, whoever, and where. That is not what the education system is supposed to be doing. But somehow California believes that's the way it is. And most, look, just so we're clear, there are great educators out there. There are great teachers out there. And I shouldn't have to say that every time I say this. There's great policemen out there. There's crappy policemen out there. There's great firemen. There's crappy firemen. We know that there are great politicians or great legislators, I prefer to call them, and then really terrible ones. So that all the groups have got them. And the group that says they don't are the ones that are dangerous. And cops will tell you there are bad cops. I don't always get the same thing out of the teachers. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. I don't. So the reality here is we have to, you in any group, you have to get out the bad, bring in the good. And again, California, and I don't know how I hit the ground with this one. Maybe I lost my mind over something. But California, who used to tout how great it was for education, people came here for the weather, for the lifestyle, for the education. The great education system that is now crumbling and falling apart because it wasn't built on solid bedrock to begin with. So when we decide to get back to really, really being, or when, I should say when California does, we're not long for California either. It's not that we're running away, not that we're leaving next Tuesday. I don't see any upside. No, I really don't. The far left looms are loud in your face. In my own local area, there was a bakery shop that made a cookie or a donut or whatever it was, touting a particular candidate. That particular candidate did some great things for that shop. And what happened? The left bullied him like they do, like they are, being the hateful people they tend to be. And the guy that the bakery was saying nice things about is a good guy. But he's not a liberal. He's not a Democrat, so therefore he must be attacked. This is what they're teaching their kids. And then they bring it into the school. They bring it into the education system. This is what they're teaching their kids. It's about hate. When somebody is 100% on your side, and that's really funny because they will come after Christians because we're so dogmatic because we believe that Christ is the only way to God. That's what the Bible says. So, ooh, we're nasty. We're hateful. But they're not. They're so hypocritical. They have so fooled themselves. They can't see it. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, can't you see that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I know, I'm already off on it. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Also later on in the show, Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us. I asked him, and I'm asking him right up till Election Day, are you still telling me Trump's going to take it? I believe he is, by the way, just for clarity. I believe he will. Head up to the website, realside.com. As I always tell you, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a lot you can do up there. And that includes, you know, answering a few questions. Sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for email, text messaging, text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. But, you know, guys, get involved, get engaged. Every little bit you either give or help or call or help spread the message, get people to sign up for the email, it helps all the way around. Amy, our new justice, is already being beat up by the left for her first political faux pas. You know what it was? Going to the White House at the super spreader event and having Clarence Thomas swear her in. Isn't that great? A black man swears in a woman. This should be like the moment for Dems. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must to try tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Well, the tears of joy you see streaming down my face. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. But let me just bring him on because I have so much fun with him. I actually was a guest on his show. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute and a group that does, an organization really, that does great things for protecting your parental rights and your religious freedoms too across this great country. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe.
Always a pleasure. You must be excited. You must have, you know, broke open the apple cider last night. We have a new justice, and I believe she'll do a wonderful job, but some people don't think so much, you know?
This is what I was so excited about in 2016 when Trump was elected president. This is what I was hoping for. So I was very, very excited about this. But people need to understand one thing, and that, though, is that it doesn't mean we have a permanent change. Forever we'll have justices respecting the Constitution and the original intent of the Constitution. And you know, all it would take is for Thomas, for Biden to win the presidency and the Democrats to get the Senate. And if Thomas had a heart attack on January 1, or Alito, and then the court would shift right back again.
Yep.
And that would be so. That's how fragile the Supreme Court is. They say it's 6-3. It's really 5-4. Roberts has proven to be it's very flimsy, and he sort of goes with the tides and opinion polls and things like that. To some degree, it seems that way when you look about how he votes and decides. Maybe not literally opinion polls, but so that's sort of the problem. So people need to take this election very seriously, whether we're going to really truly secure a Supreme Court that is respectful of the Constitution, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, et cetera, or not, is going to be dependent upon who wins the Senate and who wins the White House in just a matter of days.
No, I totally agree with you. People need to understand that it's not just a vote for Trump. Don't go out and just vote for Trump and move along. You have got to look at the down-ticket people. You have to make sure you're voting for people as they move through the system. They're going to do the right thing. And again, same thing as you said a minute ago. He's got to get the House. He's got to get the Senate to get anything done. Otherwise, we're going to have another 4 years of the same crazy garbage. I mean, really what it boils down to. He won't be able to move the ball forward in almost anything. There's been no meaningful legislation that has moved forward, has there?
Yeah, but one thing I will say, that this is one I'm very positive about, and that is, number one, he still will have, if the Republicans keep the Senate, even if they don't get the House, they'll still have the ability to have justices appointed at the circuit court level, federal district court level. And we're looking at 300 ending his first term. If Trump has a second term, we're looking at least another 100, 150, maybe 200 new justices potentially over the next 4 years. And then we have also international trade, international policy, standing up to China, capitulating to China and to Russia, maintaining the building of our defense for our safety and security, and dealing with Venezuela, North Korea, and then working for peace agreements and treaties throughout the Middle East, which is historic in nature. This is absolutely fantastic. So there's and then making sure that Europe stays in line and doesn't take advantage of us. And there's going to be treaty negotiations, trade negotiations with Europe. So there's a lot that still can be done.
And that Middle East peace isn't because I'll say that they trust Trump. That Middle East peace is because he's not handing them gobs of money and for their peace. He's telling them, this is what you want help from us, you want support from us, you guys have to come together and you have to fix this. This is crazy. This has been going on too long, and it needs to stop. And as far as the Saudis go, we've proven to them, we don't need their oil. We don't need them. We're independent right now of any other nation, which is the way it should be. We should be self-sufficient, shouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it was during Trump's administration, and partly by his policies of pro-oil, that we became independent, oil and energy independent, and under his watch. And that, I do not believe that would have happened had we had Hillary, stopping and preventing oil drilling and fracking and other things. And we know full well what the Biden-Harris ticket will do. It'll send us back in the opposite direction. Massive unemployment for those in the energy industry. There's a lot going on that I think is very significant from a foreign policy for trade, maintaining defense, finishing up on the border wall and maintaining policy that doesn't have a catch and release. If Trump's not reelected, Joe, you and I both know what's going to happen.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
still going to be people finding a way across the border, and instead of sending them right back, which is what we're doing now, it'll be catch and release. Yeah, and these criminals, a lot of these have been criminals, and they won't return to court in 2 years, and we're going to be plagued. It's I feel like America, without question, is safer, stronger, more secure, without question, and that will be reversed if Trump is not reelected.
Oh.
I have no doubt.
A lot of these things are going to be reimbursed, and again, our religious freedoms will start to go away again. There's no question about it.
You know, yes.
You've got Catholic priests right now from the pulpit on this last Sunday speaking against Joe Biden in particular. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. I don't know how widespread it was, but I'm not surprised. You know, Joe Biden is his policies, though he's technically a Catholic, he's banned from being able to have communion.
Right.
Because his positions are totally against what the Catholic Church believes. So he's in direct rebellion and insubordination against the teachings
of the church. And so is Pelosi, by the way.
Alleged face.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
Pelosi, too.
Listen, they treat their religious beliefs just like they treat the Constitution. They want to pick and choose what they believe they should follow and should be law, and whatever they're not in agreement with, they shouldn't have to follow. I mean, think about it. Think about how they live their lives from a legislative and religious standpoint. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's about convenience. And that,
that's a good way to put it. Yep.
Yeah, and unfortunately, faith isn't about real faith. Living faith is not about convenience, and people of faith know that. And so, you know, his position, a radical position on government funding of abortions, his support of the Equality Act, which is going to set up for a purging of churches that believe in Scripture and believe in the Bible, an absolute purging with lawsuits shutting them down. The Equality Act has already passed the House, and it's going to probably pass the Senate if the Democrats take control.
Yeah.
So it's very
no
serious
question.
For religious freedom.
All right, Joe Mesidi, your host, Uncle Far. Brad will be with me after the break. Got a lot to talk about. Be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The First Lady made a rare campaign speech on Tuesday. Melania Trump spoke to supporters in Atglen, Pennsylvania, in what was her first solo appearance on the campaign trail this year. The First Lady focused her message on the COVID-19 pandemic, talking about her family's bout with the virus and taking Democrats to task for politicizing the pandemic.
The Democrats have chosen
to put their own agendas ahead of the American people's well-being. Instead, they attempt to create a divide on something that should be non-partisan and non-controversial, a divide that causes confusion and fear instead of hope and security.
The president himself held rallies in Michigan and Wisconsin and will speak shortly in Nebraska, while former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's gonna win.
Oh, I think he's gonna win. Ben, hold on, we're going in.
Okay, thanks.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem like you're seeing in Philadelphia right now where, you know, they're rioting again. And frankly, this is, to my understanding so far, was pretty cut and dry as to what went down in there and the black man that was shot.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more later on. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host, always a pleasure. I got Brad Dacus with me. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. Before we get rambling on and don't come back to it, tell people what PJI is all about.
You bet. PJI is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization defending religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life for everyone in America. We do it completely without charge. We have 11 attorneys in 9 states, offices in really working hard to make sure our freedoms and liberties are protected from coast to coast. We have 4 offices in California, but we have other offices across the country, and we're really working hard to making sure that our liberties are protected, and that's why we're so excited about the Supreme Court new appointment by President Donald Trump. It's definitely in the right direction, and if people want to keep up with our cases, we have 52 cases in litigation right now, Joe, just right now. If you want to keep up with our cases and keep all of those going on while we're aggressively defending our liberties, they can just go to our website, pji.org, pji.org, and they can sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter. We'd love that. And, of course, if you want to support our work, we greatly appreciate that, too.
Go there, people. Check it out. Find out what's going on and what these people are doing. That's the only way you're really going to – you need to support them, and that's the best way to do it. Anyway. You know, we were talking earlier, and I want to get back to it. There's so much going on. And so our new SCOTUS choice, our new justice. And the left is already losing their minds. They're just so hateful towards somebody that's just, you know, I don't know the new justice, but everything I've read about her, she lives an upright, clean life. She seems to be an upright person that loves her community, loves her country, and everything that you would think that they would want. But the first thing they come out pounding on her last night was that she attended an event, you know, a super spreader event, which it couldn't be further from the truth because everybody had masks on, the seats were separated. That's number one. And it was a phony event. It was just for, you know, just for the cameras for the president, because they had Clarence Thomas swore her in, if you would, or administered the oath. And it was symbolic. The actual one took place today, or will take place today, with Chief Justice Roberts. But why would you be upset about that? Why would you put that down? This is truly a momentous occasion. We have four women on the Supreme Court. Has that ever been like that before?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't believe so, but it's also the fact that we have one of the women on the court is one that puts the Constitution first, believes in the Constitution, and I think she's, of all the women who've ever served on the Supreme Court, I think she will be known for quite some time as one of the most memorable and one of the most respected for her integrity and virtue in respecting the Constitution and the original intent.
Yeah, I agree with you. The biggest problem when I'm reading these stories around here, what the left is saying about her, especially some of the news, so-called news outlets, they call her brilliant, and they come back to their concern is that she's guided by her faith. And it just causes me to roll around, because what do they bring up when it comes to Pelosi and Biden? They're religious people. You know, Joe Biden is a devout Catholic. Well, actually, no, he's not. And I'm willing to say that. Okay, so it's okay that Joe is a devout Catholic, but she is one too. She happens to step out, believe, and act on her faith, and that's what makes them nervous, isn't it?
Right. They don't mind you being Catholic, quote unquote, so long as you really don't believe it, so long as you really don't live it, and it doesn't really affect your life, like Joseph Biden, like Joe Biden. That's very obvious in his track record, and that's in Pelosi, same thing. It's a marginal, it's like a membership of AAA.
You're right.
No effect.
Yep.
Yeah. They'll use it when it's convenient, and otherwise it has no impact. But when you have someone who takes their faith seriously, and that is so valuable, because it means they have an anchor, they have a solid foundation by which their conscience can convict them, can guide them, and compel them when the going gets rough, and there's a temptation in some way to compromise what they know deep down is right. So I like having someone like that on the court, like her. I think that's very commendable, and I think she's going to be an absolutely fantastic justice moving forward. In fact, one of her first decisions will probably be dealing with this election and some of the ongoing cases coming before them about governors wanting to change the day of the election, voting from not being November 3rd but November 10th, so more people can supposedly have more time to get their ballots in. I've never seen that before, where we needed more time to get our ballots in. We've had absentee balloting for a long time. It's the same concept of mail-in balloting. I never was offered to have more time to get my absentee ballot in. I know what I need to do. I know I need to get it sent in on time, so it arrives by the day of the election.
Wait a minute. You're getting in the weeds here of saying that you're a responsible person. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. One of the most precious I don't know how to say it. Think about it. One of the things we hold such high value to, which is our vote, we seem to not be able to get there on time. We can get the dance recital on time. We can get to these different events, our kids' soccer games on time, but we can't get in to vote on time. The one thing that allows us to govern ourselves. My attitude is like it would be with my kids. If it's not that important to you, then you don't get to vote. And don't give me the stuff that you can't find a way, because in today's day and age, you can find a way to vote. You can find a way to get a ride. I mean, the Democrats and Republicans both do it. Call your local headquarters. They'll pick you up and take you to the polls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly what you're right. It's a red herring. It's really not legit. It opens the door, unfortunately, to fraud, to corruption, and that's a serious concern. That's what everyone knows from both the right and the left. We all know what it's really all about, and it's to create instability, uncertainty, and allow window for voter fraud and stuffing the ballot, as has happened in the past in history. So and the fact that these are generally blue states, blue governors, Democrats that are playing these games is very concerning, because Trump needs to win one of those blue states, whether it's Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. He needs to win at least one of those in order to get across the finish line, probably. And that's very concerning. So we'll see what happens.
You know, on another note real quick, on the 24th, I think it was Saturday, thousands, and I mean thousands, tens of thousands of people gathered on the National Mall to pray and to worship, okay? Worship music, worship bands. Some people had masks on, some people didn't. I will tell you, they weren't 6 feet apart or what have you. And to see that happen, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm one of those guys, I know everybody says, well, you know, that means you don't care. No, I do care. I do not believe that God would allow us to gather and worship him and then allow everybody to get sick and die. I'm just not there with it. And but my point with all of this is you don't see, did you see this story anywhere on mainstream media, any place, in any of the mainstream publications?
No.
Of course not. They don't want us together. They don't want us to see together. They don't want people to see that we also, I don't want to say we're going to break the law, but break the rules, if you would, without having to burn down police cars, burn down buildings or graffiti monuments. We came out to pray. We came out to worship and ask God to guide us in a peaceful way to get this country back. For some odd reason, that isn't a turn on to the left.
Oh, you're right. It is a turn on to the left.
Well, it's not. I'm saying it's not. I mean, they look at that and just go, they let them do that. We want them to worship us. We'll let them burn themselves out over there, and then we'll come.
Yes. No, exactly. In a negative way, exactly.
Yep.
So,
all right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll come back. A lot more stuff I want to talk to you about. We'll have to move through it pretty quickly because I got a lot. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Something,
yeah.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
And if I didn't believe that the Constitution applied to everyone, I would want her to lose access to her civil liberties. There isn't anything civil about that woman. Let's just be honest about it, Representative Omar. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. As I always say, if you head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the chat room. A lot there are people that are a lot smarter than I am in the chat room, let me tell you what, honestly. But let me bring him on because I enjoy so much having him on with me. Brad Dacus with me, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, I had the honor of being on your show the other day, which was really cool. And, you know, your audience, which is solidly or more solidly religious / Christian based, was nice.
Yeah, it was great having you on this show, and you did a great job, which I knew you would. And I love your straightforward style, and I know the people listening loved your straightforward style as we talked about some heavy issues dealing with education and whatnot. So it was a great show. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. And education. People, you know, it's so important. It's so important to your kids. It's so important as they, you know, they're growing up and moving through. And, you know, you see what's happening in the streets. I realize some of it's paid for, but some of it is straight out ignorance. You know, when you're pulling down abolitionist statues because you want to combat slavery, I got to scratch my head and go, what school did you go to? You know, seriously.
A public one. a public one. I'm just saying.
Oh God! But you know, one thing we didn't get to talk about the other day that I was going to bring up was, if you want to talk about how God reveals things in different ways to people, right? And I'm looking at this as I'm saying, because you know we've all got different personalities, and I'm looking at this and saying, my God, what a way to reveal to parents what their kids are learning or not learning and how they're learning at school, don't you think?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's very, very telling, and the, you know, the six, was it called 1609 or
right? I know you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, that curriculum which distorts history, rewrites history. I'm just so glad that President Trump put his foot down and said, "Not on my watch."
Right.
And you know, the federal government's not going to fund that, and our parents, the alarm was sounded, and I'm just really hopeful that more and more parents will stand up to that and also look at other alternatives like homeschooling and private schooling and parent-friendly charter schooling. Although that's becoming more problematic in states like California, where they're also being required now to have radical new sex activities, discussions and things like that, all the way down to the kindergarten level. Very disturbing.
You know, parents only think, when it comes to sex education, you've got a great movie on your website with it, but parents think that sex education is kind of a different word than what we had in the 70s. Now, in the 70s, if you want to really make a distinction here, you had reproductive health in the 70s. That's what we called it. And reproductive health was totally on how the body worked, the reproductive system worked, both male and female, and that's what it was about. What you have today is true sex education. How to, how often, what you have to use to stay safe, who you can have sex with, how many you can have sex with, what species you can have sex with. It just seems to be there are no guidelines with these things, is there?
Well, they have one guideline, which is how to make sure that you have proper consent.
I forgot about that.
That is the only, quote, moral element to their entire pro-mega-maxi-sex, program is, how to make sure that the other person's consenting to what you want to do with them. And that's it. And it's really sad because, and dangerous because if that's the only moral question that the kids are given, the implication is, well, then it all must be okay so long as people consent. And they give a false narrative as to they totally miss the implications, what happens, the results. It's very dangerous. And even gender identity, we're talking about confusion being put in the minds of young kids in kindergarten. Kindergarten has a mandate. And it's already in 17 other cities. We talk about this, as you mentioned, on our video, sex, S-E-X-X-X, ed, let parents decide. And they can download that for free on our website, PJI.org, but it's graphic. This is mature audiences only. I don't even want college kids to watch this. It'll put things in their mind that they hadn't thought of before. It's just very, very alarming. We had a great talk on that, and thanks for letting us talk about it some more on this program, because we do need to get that information out to people, and they understand that part of this direction is coming from the federal government as well. What do they support? What do they fund? What direction? We know that Biden is supporting all this garbage, and Harris is supporting all this garbage. She was Attorney General of California. She never objected to it. She loves Planned Parenthood, loves to see them on high school campuses, which is what is happening now in more and more schools. So this is an election issue under the radar.
I almost fell out of my chair. Remember, we have video and audio of it when Donald Trump, not Donald Trump, oh, God forbid, President Obama said, God bless Planned Parenthood.
Right.
They're doing some great work. I'm thinking, are you serious? Did you just really say that?
Yeah.
That's
what Obama said. And he gave almost half $1 billion to fund the specific abortions of black babies in Africa. Almost a half a billion dollars.
Wow.
Just to fund the killing of black unborn babies in Africa. And they support Planned Parenthood, which targets the black community, where they have their offices, where they're located. They go out of their way to target black abortions, and they've done it since their inception with Margaret Sanger. And of course, that's in a whole other topic. But it's very concerning when you see the leftists like Harris and Biden and Harris, you know, embracing such an evil institution, doing hideous things, and particularly targeting, you know, the black community and in particular minorities. So.
Yeah, I look at that stuff and I always say to myself, you know, here's the black community. They've never listened to what Margaret Sanger said. Can you imagine if you and I said one one-hundredth of what that woman said about the black community? They would have us in jail for, you know, hate speech and other things. And,
right.
And I love the fact that,
right,
you know, in New York, the was it one Planned Parenthood in a predominantly black neighborhood took down the references to Margaret Sanger. Well, is that the only place there's black people? Is that the only time they're offensive is on that one particular block in New York?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very, very dangerous organization. But people need to be thinking about that. And one other thing also I liked that came out on our conversation about education was school choice, how President Trump has actually, very openly, in a very strong way, has endorsed school choice,
yep,
which would be extremely liberating to all parents, particularly those in low-income communities, minority communities, to not be bound by government schools that are not only dangerous, but also academically incompetent when it comes to really giving kids opportunities to have a future and a hope.
Yep.
So I'm really saluting President Trump for doing that. If he gets reelected, I know he's going to be moving forward
Stop
very aggressively on that.
Stop saying if he will get reelected.
Okay.
Seriously. No. And it's funny because some of my closest friends are calling me going, are you sure? Well, look, only the Lord's sure of everything. But I can tell you that if you stop looking at the polls and look at the real numbers, look at the rallies alone. And the left is saying, well, but will that translate to votes? Well, let me tell you what. Even if Joey B's, his meetings translate to 100% of the vote, he still loses by, you know, 180 million votes. There's nobody showing up to his events. Obama,
right,
same thing. Obama goes out, you know, the beloved, and he shows up, and what happens? A little over 150 people show up to the event. So
right,
these guys are old news. Dems do not want to vote for them.
Right. No, yeah, you're right. Their whole strategy is not pro Biden. It really can't be because he has moderate dementia. We've had a number of neurologists, you know, looking at tapes and stuff from him making that determination. He probably has not mild, moderate dementia.
Right.
So he won't even be serving. I think I predict if he was elected, he would be out of office 6 to 12 months after inaugurated easily.
Yep.
But not only that, he's got this. This crime family, a matter that's blown up with the CEO of another company, that gentleman who worked with them, and just simply point blank refuted with specificity the lies of Biden, the fact that he was using his office of vice president for personal major financial gain for not just his son, but him and his family and his other sons. Irrefutable. Now we have the evidence, multiple smoking guns. We have him in terms of ethics and crime, but then we also have him with this radical agenda that's going to destroy our health care, put us in a weak position with China, push out liberals on our courts, and stack the court, which is going to greatly weaken our third branch of government, the judicial branch, and have terrible long-term ramifications. There are so many reasons, things against him. That's why they're really not, I think, campaigning so much for him, but against Trump. And
you're like a pastor. Give you a microphone, you never know when to stop. We're out of time. Tell people where to find you.
Sure. PJI.org.
All right, people. Be back in a few minutes. We've got Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us, and he's going to tell us what Trump is going to win by. He has been right in the last, like, 9 presidential elections. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.